Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church for our morning worship service. And we're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of our lives. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead. You know, the Apostle Paul here is sharing some of the difficulties that they faced in their service for Jesus Christ. And he is very accurate in the way he describes it. He said, we were pressed out of measure. We faced things that we did not plan on. We even despaired even unto death. But the Lord allowed this to happen for a reason. And he is honest about that too. And he said it helped us not to trust in ourselves, but rather trust in the Lord. And I think here in this verse of Scripture, we learn something that all of us need to know. It's very easy to accuse God of being unloving and ungracious whenever troubles come our way. But there's a reason, and Paul identifies why he went through what he went through. It taught him to depend more on the Lord Jesus Christ. It taught him to realize that I can't make it on my own. I must have the Lord Jesus Christ and his strength and his grace in order to be able to deal with these pressures that are putting me out of sorts. And then he finishes, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. What comparison does he make here? My troubles, a God who can raise the dead. Now you want to talk about a difference between my troubles and someone that's died and then a power that can raise them from the dead? If God can raise the dead, he can certainly raise me up in time of troubles. I'm so thankful for this encouragement. If we had everything go smoothly, had no troubles, no physical problems, someone would say, woohoo, wouldn't that be great? You know what we would stop doing? We'd stop trusting the Lord. We'd just live our lives and do as we please because there's no problems. There's no troubles. Paul identifies why troubles come. It's so that we don't trust in ourselves, but rather trust in the God who raises the dead. And I'm so thankful that we have that power manifested in Jesus Christ to us today.